Illinois Wesleyan University wants to remove the stigma that can come with mental health issues in athletics. Women's lacrosse coach Lindsay Keller is leading a new mental wellness initiative in IWU athletics. She tells Eric Stock she sees the struggles many student athletes face.
Psychology in people, along with athletics, has always been really important to me. And just my experience with student athletes in the past, too, and in my interactions with student athletes and the struggles that they go through, knowing that it's something that's very, very common, regardless of what team you are on. There is a lot of that goes into being a student athlete.
If we could expand on that a little bit, as a psychology teacher and a coach, it's an interesting intersection. The mindset that exists in sports is you have to show mental toughness. You have to fight through adversity. That's what separates champions from everyone else. So how do you, with your background, approach that mindset, and does that contribute to where we're at today?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, I just think about when I played, you know, years and years ago, mental health wasn't a conversation. A lot of times there was that stigma of like, well, if you're struggling, then it must not mean that you're mentally tough enough. And there is still a good amount of bias about knowing the difference between mental health and mental toughness. Someone who struggles with mental health can still be mentally tough and still learn mental toughness strategies on the field. And I think that that's where there's probably an unclear line for people of knowing what that difference is. People with mental health can still be pushed, with mental health struggles can still be pushed. They can still overcome things. They just may have this extra obstacle that they've also got to work on in order to overcome those things. So it's very interesting to try, you know, we're in a position right now where we're trying to reduce that stigma of knowing that, you know, mental health does not mean that you're weak. Mental health doesn't mean that you aren't able to do something. Mental health means maybe even so you're more mentally tough because you do have the ability to overcome something else on top of the adversity you may hit in a game.
And do you sense that student athletes want to seek this kind of help, but wonder if they will get labeled, if, you know, even if it's not their coach, but someone else they tell, it's a small athletic department, people talk, they're afraid that, you know, this may become an excuse to play someone else instead. So how do you overcome that stigma and to get them willing to come forward?
Yeah, I think there's two parts to that question. The first one is you asked, you know, does this seem like something student athletes want and need? And the overwhelming majority is yes, student athletes want this. Our SAC, our Student Athlete Advisory Committee, has brought it up as something that they really want to focus on for student athletes as well. We're going to be putting out a survey to see just how important it is to, you know, what percentage of students are really looking for these resources and activities, what are they looking for? And then that second part, that stigma piece you talk about, also very important. What we kind of designed to help with that piece is if a student athlete does not feel comfortable approaching their coach specifically for whatever reason, like the ones you stated, like they're afraid that they're not going to be able to play, or their coach may, you know, not think that they're mentally tough. For any of those reasons, we've actually started what's called a care team here in the athletics department. And there's a variety, you know, a diverse amount of coaches and administrators, athletic trainers that make up the care team. Student athletes or even teammates who are concerned about one of their teammates' mental health, they can go to any of these particular coaches or, like I said, administrators or trainers, and they can approach those people and say, hey, I'm looking for some advice, or I'm looking for some resources. And that's a completely confidential team.
And this all was in the works pre-pandemic, but how has COVID and the fact that the student athletes don't have that outlet impact your approach?
There was a large number of student athletes who were struggling with mental health pre-pandemic. Now I can, you know, safely say probably 100% of the student athletes are struggling with that, including coaching, including anyone on campus, anyone in the community, right?
That is Illinois Wesleyan's women's lacrosse coach Lindsay Keller with Eric Stock. The athletic department plans to offer resources for student athletes, including guest speakers and webinars on mental wellness.